Why Do I Need a Dam? By Henrik de Geer. Posted on anotherdamblog.com on January 10th, 2009. Some organizations may have considered a dam or digital asset management system, but thought, we'll do it later, or we don't need one of those damn things. In the same breath, they might as well pick one of the following phrases. 1. We don't need to save money now. 2. We'll be here forever, so we'll be able to preserve our institutional knowledge. 3. We love filing cabinets full of CDs, DVDs, tapes, as well as multiple external hard drives, share drives, folder structures on our computer, and other organized methods to store and manage our files every day. There is no other way to do this today. 4. We can't find anything in a timely manner, and we're okay with that. 5. We can wait until tomorrow when the other office is open with the files we need for that presentation today. 6. We will continue to wait for Joe to come back from vacation and Susan to return from sick leave to retrieve files we really needed for that public release last week. 7. We love employees who hoard company assets on their computer that are so important to our business. What could possibly ever happen to their computer, or them for that matter? Our employees never go anywhere. 8. We love to wait hours or days for files, don't we all? 9. We like to waste time and money, and so do our managers. 10. We don't need to know what files we have. Why would anyone want to know that? 11. We don't accumulate many files each year. We trash our intellectual property every few months just to clear up limited hard drive space. It's really no big deal. 12. There is no other way we can be more efficient. We each have our very own set of standards and procedures we followed sometimes. 13. We love paper. It's so cheap. We like swimming in it too. What's a PDF anyhow? 14. Why would we change how we deliver stuff? Mailing stuff is really cheap and fast nowadays. We don't even need email today. 15. We can only collaborate in person or by email nowadays. What will they think of next? Telecommuting for office workers? We would have to trust our employees for that. 16. We have to hold our files very close so no one can find our files, including us. 17. We love recreating files over again because we can't find it to use it again. In fact, we'll do it all over again next month. 18. We love to think inside the box. We don't streamline anything here. I know because I'm an innovator. We don't need to change anything here. 19. Improve workflow. Our workflow is just fine around here. We don't need to upgrade any hardware or software each decade. 20. Change costs money. Technology can't save the organization time and money. We just need more people to work harder and longer hours. That's why they're here, and they know it. None of these ridiculous phrases have to be true in any organization today. Everything listed can be done with DAM. If you don't believe any of these unspoken ways of doing business actually happens in your organization, find out how your files are really stored and managed every year. Be ready for a surprise. Aside from what was discussed in the last 20 points, can you find each file created last month or last year? What if the person looking did not create nor archive any of the files they are looking for themselves? How quickly can these files be accessed? How many files do you have? Where are these files kept? Are they archived for future use? How many are redundant, not backup copies, nor of different version? How can you be sure without opening each file? There is a better way. With DAM, you can know the answer to all these things. planning for a dam can make any organization really audit their assets and their workflows. A properly implemented dam can make an organization streamlined and standardized. If a dam is applied to an organization the right way, people can efficiently and effectively store, archive, search, find, use, reuse, and repurpose assets as needed. Anyone should be able to access files securely, find out what is available at any time from anywhere with an internet connection, provided they have permission. Stay tuned to this blog and this podcast for more on DAM and how it can help your organization.